Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, at a gathering very recently, I was approached by someone who was among the group, and his first question to me was, "How is your summer going?" Well, I was a little taken aback because the only response I could think of is, well, it hasn't really begun yet. June is a fairly busy month for us. But it sparked a question in my mind about spending summers, about how we live with the seasonal changes. How do we really approach them? How does it change our lives? And I thought of that old song, Summertime. Summertime and the living is easy. I think that as I was growing up, during the summer, we just lived differently. There was no air conditioning, except for the movie theaters and the grocery stores. And of course, they always were a lovely respite for us. But because of the weather, the climate in the summer, we simply had to adapt. We lived in a different way. We had different activities, or sometimes no activities at all. And the summertime was almost synonymous with vacation. I can't remember anyone in my acquaintance going off on vacation, say, in the winter. But the summer, we were traveling not very widely, but in a different way, visiting places we would not have visited in other seasons. And what always I found remarkable was that there was a kind of inverse relationship between the way we were living and the way nature was acting. In the winter, when nature seemed to have become really quiescent, almost dead, we were very active in so many ways, in school, in our after-school activities. We seemed to be up and involved. Where in the summer, as nature was growing richer and more luxuriant, our lives were quieter, simpler, less busy. There was almost a desire simply to sit and think. Air conditioning, of course, has changed that to an extraordinary extent. Now, because of the widespread use of air conditioning and its availability, the type of activity that you may have spent during the winter, you can spend all year round. Obviously, this touches upon productivity, but I wonder if, in fact, it is an advantage to the psyche and the spirit of the human person. I remember that as a child, none of the churches were air-conditioned. We still had to dress for Mass. Oh, we wore our summer attire. But everyone knew that we were going to Mass and not to the beach. But it was that sense that we react to nature in some very interesting ways. In the summer, we can do not much more than ease nature along. Oh, I and my brothers used to work in my father's garden. We would weed. We would pick the vegetables and the fruit as they matured. But sometimes we simply had to wait. we had to wait for nature itself to produce that for which we were waiting. I know this is true about farmers who work very diligently and very hard in the summer, but there's always a sense that so much depends upon the atmosphere around us, upon the nature. And it's wonderful when we, in fact, have a deep sensitivity to seasonal changes and their various challenges. Having left school in the middle of June, in fact, our school year extended much longer than it is now, we would spend a couple of days, in a sense, doing nothing. Oh, maybe drinking more lemonade. But then we realized that although we were not doing schoolwork, we still had an opportunity. The reading became more of our own choice. It was an opportunity to read it more carefully, and perhaps more slowly, and it was reading for enjoyment rather than to fulfill an assignment. The exercise that we took was by and large going to the playground and choosing up sides for baseball, for volleyball, whatever we were playing. We would just walk there, choose up sides, and we realized, although only later could we define it, that we were learning how to really work and play with each other, how to negotiate the rules of play, rather than to be scheduled and sometimes overscheduled. It was both enjoyment and a deep education in interpersonal relationships. Of course, during this time, within the house, there was a certain busyness, but of a slightly different character. Beginning in June, my parents would begin the process of what my mother called putting up things, that is, of canning. It would begin with the strawberries from which my mother would produce the jam, and throughout the rest of the summer, there were fruits and vegetables that we could harvest and preserve for those winter months. I still remember the delight of having a blueberry pie in January because of what we put up during that summer. But it clearly was a different way of living. And one of the things that I very much remember is that on very hot days, my mother would sit us down, she would pull the shades three quarters down the window, open it just a couple of inches, keep out the sun and the heat. She'd make a pitcher of lemonade and then give us a book to read. She said, "Sit quietly, read until the heat of the day passes." And that memory brings me to something that I think we should consider, and that is, how does our spiritual life flourish during the summer? What of that concern for the spiritual life? It seems that when the external world about us is flourishing, blossoming, producing its fruit, our internal world, the world of our soul and spirit and mind, should perhaps flourish as well in those wonderful days of summer that are given to us. And during that time, we have to remember that the summer is a vacation from business, from our normal activities and schedule. But it is also an opportunity to attend to our vocation, which is a vocation to holiness, which is a vocation to understand more clearly the will of God for us, how God works in our lives, what are we called to do as people who bear the name of Christ. I remember talking to a group of second graders who used to confuse the terms vacation and vocation. I once asked a group, "Do you know what a vocation is?" And a young fellow said, "Oh, yes, isn't that when you stop working and do nothing?" And maybe that is still a continuing misunderstanding. Vacation comes from the Latin word to be empty. Vocation comes from the Latin word to be called. And maybe there is a connection between the two. Because perhaps we need to empty ourselves out of our daily busyness, our daily concerns, in order to attend more clearly to the call that we have received from Christ and we know in our baptism and confirmation. And summer is a wonderful time to do this, to sit quietly, to enjoy the stillness of a warm and perhaps humid summer afternoon. And in that stillness, in that silence, listen to the voice. Take up some spiritual reading. It was during one summer that I decided to fulfill one of my father's suggestions, and that is to read the Bible from cover to cover, not skipping over the genealogies or the book of Leviticus, but to begin with Genesis 1:1 and to finish with the last verse of the book of Revelation. And it was an eye-opener for me, although I will admit that some of the parts of the Bible were a little tough to get through. And I realized that perhaps I was not quite as spiritually or intellectually mature to understand all of it. But I knew what was in there. And it helped me to avoid a temptation to take aspects of the Bible out of context. But it was really a gift of a summer I spent just dedicated to doing that. So, my dear friends, I encourage you as our summer begins to take a vacation from our external busyness, emptying ourselves perhaps, opening a space where God can enter, and to remember our vocation to holiness. As the external world blossoms, our external world lessens, but it gives us the opportunity for our internal world of our heart and souls to grow, mature, and bear much fruit.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.